you're very much the driving force behind the UK's first and only all-female visually impaired team. Just tell us, where did this all begin for you?
I like to travel a lot, so about 4 years ago, I decided to do a bit of a trip to explore Nepal and India. And I tend to not be able to not work wherever I go. So someone had mentioned that they're quite strong on developing visually impaired cricket in Nepal. So I researched it and someone said, oh, actually, they do female visually impaired cricket. I researched it, I contacted them, and I went and met them. They got 20 of their best female players all together in Kathmandu to play and demonstrate for me. I joined in, met them all. It was very inspirational and a fantastic opportunity. And then that made me want to come back and do something similar.
Did it sort of surprise you that maybe we over here in England didn't have such a setup?
Yeah, it did, but they've got a lot, a higher visually impaired, a higher rate of females with visual impairment in Kathmandu, probably males as well, because a lot of it is from not having the correct medication in time to sort of maybe eradicate visual impairment developing to the extent that they do. And in the UK, obviously, we've got a lot better medical conditions.
So now we're 4 years on and you've created the sort of UK's first female team. And
it's been a battle because, like I said, they seem to have women on tap wanting to play cricket, whereas it's a battle finding young people with a visual impairment who want to get involved in sport or who will trust you enough to try something new. A lot of them have had bad experiences in the past through either school or not being able to be included in sporting clubs and stuff, and so their experiences of sport has always been negative. So to then add the fact that they're female on top of that, which is a completely another issue, their confidence levels are even lower than normal. It's a big battle. So it's been a battle, but we've got a squad together and we've been training hard. And some of them are, you know, reasonably new. Some of them have been there from the beginning.
And this, yes, so heading back to Nepal for this, it really is a groundbreaking tour, isn't it? Because it's, you know, the first matches that they'll play, the first time a female team has indeed visited Nepal. You must all be really excited.
Yeah, very excited. It's all kind of felt very surreal until the most recent weeks when it's all sort of started, final payments of flights and accommodation. And you know, it's really happening. We've been speaking about it almost for 4 years. So to get to this point is incredible, and everyone is extremely excited. I think most of the girls will tell you they're petrified as well. But it really is groundbreaking. I've been working quite closely with ECB, with Sue Redfern and Claire Connor and Ken Kelly, about how we use this tour to promote visually impaired women's cricket and how we look to develop it more in the UK and England, and just looking at how we develop it in the small scale rather than aiming really big to begin with and it not working. Let's look at just setting up small pockets and seeing how we move on from there.
Because you sort of maybe see this tour as being sort of the inspiration, I suppose, for more people to take up the game and get involved moving forward, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully. I hope that from this tour and from sort of the success and maybe the promotion of it, that more females with visual impairment, maybe they might not even take up cricket, but they take up a sport. They realise that they can get involved and they can do something. And that, to me, is more important. If they do take up cricket, fantastic. But if they realise cricket isn't for them, but they've just gained the confidence in watching this and seeing what these girls have achieved, makes them just take up a sport or try something new, then we've kind of done a job.
Yeah, I think that's such a powerful message, Beth. I mean, you say, you know, just reading from press releases, you know, it's clear something needs to be done to inspire change. And I think what you're doing is hopefully going to inspire that. And sort of off you are on the 19th of October. So we wish you all the very best of luck, and obviously the best of luck to the girls as well. It's going to be a wonderful experience.
Thank you. Thank you very much.